your presence, Father. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you that you are the great I am. Thank you, God, that there's no other like you. There's no one greater than you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your magnificent power. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards your people, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. So I come before you today with the word from the Lord. Is to take you and prepare you for the month of October. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For last week, the Father chastised us to prepare us. So this week, he's going to pour out his love today. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. As 2 Chronicles 20:20. So I typed up what God began to give me for the last couple of weeks. And to release this in the atmosphere before the month of October. So I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that the month of October will be a month where you will experience depths of my love, said the Lord, like never before. Do not grieve the losses anymore. Do not grieve what has died. Do not grieve who has died. Celebrate, saith the Lord, what was, and know that I am working all things for your good. Remember the good times and the good things. The Lord says, focus on what is good. Do not grieve what has been destroyed in your life, because I am replacing your sorrows with joy unspeakable and full of my glory, saith the Lord. I am giving you the strength right now to overcome the loss. All the trauma is leaving you now as the anointing touches you, because I am the prophet delaying this word to you, delivering it to you. So because I'm delivering it to you, I prophesy that every fractured and frozen part of your soul is coming to life in the name of Jesus. Finally, the tears will begin to flow as you take the healing that God is giving right now. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I am eradicating fear from your heart right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to replace that which was destroyed, said the Lord. You will marvel with awe as you see the glory comes out from the mess in your life, said the Lord. I will turn it into a message of my miraculous power. What you are lacking will come in abundance. What was empty will be filled. What was painful will be replaced with pleasure. I am removing the resentment, the shame, and giving you acceptance and grace to stand tall and to move forward. It's time to move on and let go of those who keep reminding you of your mistakes, said the Lord. Remember who you are, Lionheart. You are my children. I am not ashamed of you. I am not ashamed of your mistakes. I am not afraid of your failures. Your sins are forgiven. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The rejection was simple redirection. Believe that your steps are ordered by me and that I will lead and guide you into all truth. As you trust in me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. For I say that the thief does not come except to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Even before, so remember these dates that I'm giving you right now. Even before the 10th of October, the seasons are changing in your life. Yes, October 10th, you will step into a dimension of my glory that will release the fullness of abundant life that comes from me. Creative power will begin to flow. Anything that my presence touches, said the Lord, will come alive and bear much fruit. It is a season, said the Lord, where deep calls into the deep. You will begin to walk in healing and wholeness, for I have called you to it. For I have called you to be a worshiper. Hallelujah. Yes, one who worships me in spirit and truth. I am touching your finances and your relationships because I have heard your prayers, and I am giving you a strategy. Remember the date, that even by October 17th, 2019, you will have a plan. I will clarify things for you and speak to you. Will you praise me? Can you hear my voice, my children? Because I'm speaking to you daily. If you quiet yourself in worship, blessed is the one who does not walk in the steps of the wicked or stand in the way of the sinners, take or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight is the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruits in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So I love you so much, says the Lord. You are my children, and I will never ever let you go. When nothing is going right in your life and things are falling apart, I will never change. I never will. I am good, and I allow my goodness to overtake you today. I will never let you down. I know exactly what I am doing in your life. Even when you don't see it, you will know the depths of my goodness. Feel the warmth of the Father's embrace right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Matthew 7, 9, and 11 said, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? And if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though are evil, the ones that are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? As for you, encounter me. Everything is about to change. Everything is changing from glory to glory. I am transforming your lives here in Lionheart. Little by little, things are changing daily. Your habits are changing. Your words are changing. Your actions are changing. What matters the most is how your perception of me is changing. You will learn to see me with clarity and ask things of me with confidence. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with unfailing kindness, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, church, we're going somewhere. This has been a tough week for me. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. The devil's came on me on every side. Thank you, Jesus. He's been coming at me from one hand and coming at me from the other. But the Lord let me know, get up. You're not paralyzed, because the devil wants to paralyze you. He wants to paralyze your mindset and what you think. He wants to paralyze your business. He wants to paralyze your health. He wants to paralyze your marriage. He wants to paralyze your relationship. He wants to paralyze your job. But I come to serve notice that we are not paralyzed in the name of Jesus, because we have the blood of Jesus in our DNA that heals every disease, that heals all paralytic things that are not of the Father. We belong to the Almighty God. This is a new season. This is a new time. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and give God praise, because he's moving in his house right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. the two ladies right behind Nicole. You two, could you come up to the front, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Let's stand right here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. And when you get a minute, LaRonna, God has a word for this young lady right here. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.